Whoa, what just happened? Graphic of a boxer being KO'd. I thought I was headed for the mat. I can't tell you what just happened because I was totally in the dark. All that I knew was that, for no reason known to me, I suddenly started vomiting and couldn't get out of bed. But I'll tell you what I suspect, and if it's true, we may have a problem that cannot be ignored. The fact that I had no symptoms other than sleepiness and vomiting, no temperature, no coughing, no congested lungs, etc., suggests to me that I came into contact with a foreign substance somewhere. I suspect fentanyl. A bus handrail, a restaurant chair, an ATM machine. It could have been anywhere, and I would have been none the wiser. If fentanyl does exist around our society from whatever source, we need to increase our personal hygiene and not put our hands to our mouths before washing them. I'll be returning when my energy has returned, which may be this Saturday. I'm not sure if I'll be able to manage an update and an article right away. I'm low on energy and high on brain fog, but I'll be working hard to revive myself by then. As I write this, I'm munching on salted, toasted corn kernels. The first food I've had since Monday. Strangely enough, I don't feel hungry and hope that I've lost at least 10 pounds. That would make it all worthwhile. Thank you so much to Susie for once again stepping in and managing not only her work, but mine as well. And thank you for supporting Karen, who I sometimes think has been asked to suffer more infirmities than the vast majority of us. I keep telling myself I will do one certain thing, like having a bath, for instance. The water still sits in the tub from yesterday. It's very hard to get moving. Everything I try to do ends up in me going back to bed. Thank you for supporting us to go forward with you another month. Back with you soon. With love.